Good morning. This is Rusty Brand with the Oakland Church of Christ, and I am glad and excited to spend some time with you this week sharing a message from God's Word. During the time that we have, I want us to take a look at a word that we find a lot in Scripture. It is a word that is used in many instances throughout the Bible to describe how God's people should respond to certain things, and that word is the word rejoice. You find it simply stated in places like 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 16, where the verse simply says, rejoice always. The word rejoice is not one that most of us use in our day-to-day conversations with one another, is it? You probably do not need me to define the word for you, but I did take the time to look it up in a dictionary. It gave a couple different definitions, and those are to feel great joy, to be glad, to take delight in something, or to celebrate some event. And those words or phrases that are very common to us, things that we use probably more in our day-to-day conversations with one another than we do the word rejoice. But today, and as well as, Lord willing, the rest of the week, what I want us to do is take a look at Scripture at times where the word rejoice is used and remind ourselves that there are certain situations that we should indeed rejoice. So, let's start today in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4, where Paul here writing says, very simply, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. And the main point that we want to make this morning is that we should rejoice in the Lord. Think back to some of those other definitions that we gave from the dictionary when we looked up the word. So instead of rejoice in the Lord, let's replace it with some of those definitions. And let's say we need to feel great joy in the Lord. We need to be glad in the Lord, to take delight in the Lord. And then the last one was to celebrate. So to celebrate in the Lord. And when you think about it from that perspective, isn't it a wonderful thought? You know, Paul had just stated earlier in the same epistle, chapter 3 and verse 1, really the same idea when he said, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. You know, it's important for us to take a moment to point out that for us to rejoice in the Lord, we need to make sure that we are in the Lord. We have to make sure that we have done what is necessary to be partakers of Him. We must have obeyed the gospel so that we can truly be in the Lord and we can rejoice. Paul also tells us here how often we should rejoice, doesn't he? When he says, rejoice in the Lord always. You know, we find similar thoughts when we look back at the book of Psalms. Psalm 32 and verse 11 says, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous. And shout for joy, all you upright in heart. And in Psalm 33 and verse 21, we see, for our hearts shall rejoice in Him, because we have trusted in His holy name. You know, it may be that we have no reason in this world to rejoice. But what we're talking about today is not rejoicing in worldly things. We're talking about rejoicing in the Lord. So we want to leave you with that encouragement this morning to first make sure that you are indeed in the Lord, that you are in a covenant relationship with Him, as we understand the importance in that. But we also want you to rejoice in that fact. We want you to feel great joy in that, and we want you to take delight in it as we read here in Scripture. You know, as we close, I want to take just a moment to invite you to come visit with us at the Oakland Church of Christ. If you're familiar with the area, we are on Townsend Ford Road. The address is 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is just off of New Cut Road. Our service times are each Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible study. We meet again at 10:20 for worship. And we gather in the afternoon on Sunday at 5 p.m. for another period of worship. We also have Bible studies each Wednesday night at 7 with classes for all ages. A warm welcome awaits you there. We would love to get a chance to meet you, to talk with you, and to encourage you in what is right. But we want to leave you today to encourage you to rejoice in the Lord, and may God bless you.